why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. Cause people got me questioning.
It is Radio Now 100.9. We're playing all the hits. It's the Scotty Show at 7:39. This is the moment we've been waiting for. I have been thinking about this, and Steph and I have been just, I can't tell you the, how excited we are. Pat's on the phone with us. Mackenzie's husband's on the phone with us.
Yes.
For those of you that might be new to the show, for those of you that have no idea what's going on, Mackenzie is expecting. And we're going to find out the sex of the baby here in just a second. But we were talking about this earlier, and we get this phone call.
I just want to know why we have to know the sex of the baby, and we cannot wait for the birth date. Because I've had three, and I think the birth date is most exciting when you don't know its name, you don't know the weight, and that's my...
And that's where I hung up on her. What is wrong with her? Seriously.
I mean, she can just turn off the radio, like, if she doesn't want to know till February.
It's like, my God, this is your child we're talking about. We want to share this with everybody. My gosh.
And honestly, I think it is really, really cool to wait, but it's my first baby.
Exactly.
And I'm dying to know. I want to start the nursery.
You know what? So F that. Don't
it's a personal choice.
Don't
you know?
Defend yourself.
She was just maybe having a bad morning.
She just needs a cup of coffee. She needs a coke and a smile and hug up. You know what I'm saying? All right. Hey, Pat.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Hi, baby.
Good. How you guys doing?
You know what? I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. You can eat to. What are your guesses?
Okay. I've been saying boy since the beginning. I really have.
Okay.
I've been saying boy.
Well, let's be clear about it. Originally, you said girl. Then I convinced you to come over to the boy side.
Shies, and I got a text from Rain. Afternoon guy says boy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Francis boy. I was basically not want to be a boy.
Okay, Pat. Proud Papa. Give it to
you
us.
You are all incorrect. It is a little girl.
Oh, wow! Right! Wow!
It's a little mini McKK.
Oh my God, a little girl.
It's a little princess. I was shocked. I was convinced the whole time it was a boy, and Pat the whole time said it was a girl.
Wow, Pat.
The only one.
A lot of people said that the morning sickness, the how long it lasted, was a sign that it was a girl.
Yeah, wow. They did say that.
Wow.
But you should have seen us during the ultrasound.
Pat, take us through that. What was that like?
I was lost during the ultrasound, so I didn't know what I was looking at the whole time.
It's hard to see, yeah.
Yeah, eventually she got to the point where it's, are you ready to know the sex of the baby? And we said yes, and she said, it's a girl, and Mackenzie went crazy. She started crying and said, everything changes. And he was so excited, and we're both so excited. It's a little girl.
Oh, because I was having such a hard time with boy bedding, and mommy's out there. I mean, there's just so many more cute girl things. I hate to say it. I know boys are easier, but I was just like, everything changes. And so now, you know, girl outfits, little tutus, little, you know, everything, and I can do the nursery in pink.
It all comes back to fashion.
It does.
I'm just so excited.
It does. Pat, from the bottom of my heart, man, congratulations. This is so awesome.
She
so freaking awesome.
Is going to have Pat wrapped around her little finger.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely. I have a feeling she's going to have mommy wrapped around her little finger, too.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a spoiled little girl.
And honey, I mean this. You're going to be the most amazing daddy ever.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
Oh, well, thanks. You're going to be the most amazing mama ever.
We're so excited.
Well, thanks for calling, Pat. We love you, buddy.
Love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye. Congratulations. See ya.
Bye.
A little girl.
A little girl. This is huge.
And it's so cool. Like, the ultrasound was awesome. It was a little hard to see, like, decipher what was what, because they're going pretty fast. But she is about the size, a little smaller than my Snapple bottle. Like, right now. She's about, actually, maybe, you'll see. I'm going to say, like, 6/8 of this. So, she's about, like, about 14 ounces, I guess you could say. And we saw her little eyes and a little heartbeat. And she was, like, all cuddled up. Her little chin was on her chest. And it's just so cool to see.
She's going to be beautiful.
I'm very, very excited.
Absolutely beautiful.
And we get to see her again. We have another ultrasound in November. So,
Steph was like, I said, what if I go in tomorrow and, like, the baby's in a position and they can't tell? Steph goes, well, you... she goes, that's probably going to happen to you with your luck. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
We were scared of that. We were scared. But it was just so fun. I just was like, I just couldn't believe it because I was dead set that it was a boy, but it's going to be a little girl. So I'm very excited. But Pat was hilarious. First thing he said, he's like, oh, teenage girl. And then he's like, you know, with a girl, it's just with a boy, you just got to worry about one thing. With a girl, you got to worry about lots of things.
You got to worry about all of them in the world.
Exactly. And he thought about weddings and stuff. Oh, it was so funny. Like, honey, come on. Weddings. He's so, like, I'm going to go so broke.
So when did they pop the thing to bring Pat back to, you know the smelling salt? I'm up. All right, let's take a quick break and let's take some calls. I want everybody involved in this because you guys are really all like family that listen to this show. And let's get on the phones. It's a girl.
And advice for raising little girls.
Yes, exactly. We want to know what she's got to expect. 239-1009. We'll be right back.
More from Scotty Davis, McKenzie, and Shy. Next, it's the Scotty Show.
Radio Now 100.9.
Minneapolis, if you like the podcast.